Morning to you. From myself and the team, Amy Ray Rispel takes your calls, as well as Walid Ajohar will take your calls, and Johanna Sabeta will be playing out your voice notes on 072-567-1567. Well, leaders in the maritime, mining and steel and energy industries are joining forces to develop what is known as the first ever concept for a green corridor between South Africa and Europe. Now, maritime green corridors have swiftly become recognized as one of the most important tools to aid the industry as well as governments in the sort of decarbonization of the maritime sector. And this initiative is the first of its kind in Africa. And if this is accepted, it will be a step towards the region's first efforts to decarbonize shipping in South Africa. How will this work? What is a green corridor? We chat this morning to the CEO of the Global Maritime Forum, Johanna Christensen. Johanna, very good morning to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
When we say a green corridor, and here we're referring specifically to a maritime green corridor, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, the way to think about it is rather than doing everything everywhere all at once, it's a way to simplify something that's quite complex and focus in on shipping routes that have the best conditions to succeed. And shipping iron ore from South Africa to steel mills in Europe is a route that has this really fantastic potential to succeed. It's a point-to-point trade, so the ships run almost like a bus route rather than like a taxi, which is quite common in shipping. South Africa has excellent potential to produce the fuels that are needed to power the ships because it has vast renewable energy potential, which is a key condition. And then the companies that are involved all have ambitious climate goals and are willing to work together to make it happen. So that's a big portion of what might make green corridors work. There are about 20 green corridor projects under development across the globe. For example, shipping iron ore from Australia to Asia, shipping containers from Asia to Europe, Singapore to Rotterdam, and many other places in the world. So this is really exciting to see a first green corridor being developed on the African continent.
Mm. When we say specifically green corridor, are we putting certain logistics out there to say this is what is needed to create a green corridor? Because, you know, the shipping industry has also come under fire very heavily for dumping waste overboard, for creating problems within the ocean. And are we creating certain sort of conditions to say, if you're shipping and you're shipping iron ore from Cape Town or from Durban or whichever port it is through towards Europe, or you are shipping containers from Australia through towards Cape Town, for instance, that this is what we want you to do?
Yeah, so shipping on a global level accounts for about 3% of global climate emissions. And this is obviously one of the elements that efforts like Green Corridors seek to tackle. But in addition, they can really benefit local communities as it's a way to reduce air pollution and the like as well. So especially around heavily congested port areas and port cities, and that often includes urban areas as well, pollution from ocean-going ships is a key concern. And so the implementation of Green Corridors can be a way to tackle that as well. In addition, it's an opportunity to invest in new kinds of infrastructure. Although I will say one of the reasons that South Africa is well suited for to be a first mover on green corridors is because you already have really great ports and infrastructure in place. And so that's one of the preconditions actually at this point, whereas in other locations it might be more of a greenfield. Here it's there's excellent infrastructure already in place. And on top of that, South Africa sits on major global trade routes. So it has a good location in order to supply green fuels to the shipping industry more broadly, not just to this one corridor.
Mm. Global Maritime Forum CEO Johanna Christensen chatting to us this morning about a green corridor which is under consideration between South Africa and Europe. And of course, this particular green corridor lends itself to the fact that South Africa is considered very ideally positioned, and we already have some of the busiest ports. Cape Town and Durban comes to mind, some of the busiest ports in and around for the shipping community. 0214460567 and the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. Leaders in the maritime, the mining industry, the steel industry and the energy industries are actually joining forces to develop the first ever concept for a green corridor between South Africa and Europe. And joining me on the line this morning, chatting to us via Zoom, is Global Maritime Forum CEO Johanna Christensen joining us on the line. Johanna, back again with you. This is about moving the maritime and shipping industry from fossil fuels to alternative green and renewable energies. How would that be possible? And, you know, quantify how bad maritime sea pollution is globally.
So the shipping industry today consumes around 300 million tons of fossil fuels on an annual basis. And all of those over the coming decades need to be replaced with zero emission fuels, much of which will be produced using renewable energy. And that's, on the one hand, it's a huge challenge. And on the other hand, it's a huge opportunity. And it's really interesting because South Africa actually has a tremendous opportunity to be part of the solution. Because of South Africa's abundance of renewable energy potential and key location along major shipping routes and the well-connected port system that I mentioned earlier, means that it's really well position to become Africa's first hub for zero emission fuels for shipping. And that's part of what we're trying to unlock with this initiative as well. So this sort of opportunity to supply the global shipping industry with renewable energy derived fuels, so fuels that are produced using renewable energy, is this enormous opportunity for South Africa for sustainable growth and for business development in South Africa, but also broadly across the South African region and Southern African region. And it has lots of synergies to other sectors as well. You mentioned yourself the mining industry, steel production, but also for agriculture and many other sectors of the economy that will start shifting to greener sources of energy over the coming decades. This is a great potential.
Chatting this morning to Johanna Christensen, the Global Maritime Forum CEO. Johanna, we've got a voice note on this particular issue, green ocean travel.
Hi, good morning, Zain. Donovan here. Great show again. Zain, on this particular item regarding the green ports, green fuels, from a shipping perspective and the ports per se, and myself coming from a ports background, I think it's a great idea. It's a great opportunity. I think the ports have been discussing this for quite a while. I think a couple of years ago there was a resolution taken by the IMO, moving towards LNG and these type of fuels instead of diesel and so forth, or the heavy fuels that larger ships use. But I think something that must be considered, and I think this is probably more of a structural issue within the ports, is getting those operations and those facilities and services into the ports. And to do so, it could be very possible, but people must understand that the ports themselves, being the National Ports Authority, they have a Ports Act, and that Ports Act has certain provisions which allows for concessioning of certain services to the private sector, terminals and facility operations and so forth, that is generally called under Section 56 of the National Ports Act, or Section 57 if it's a licensed activity. It could be a licensed activity, but the challenge with that is that the time frame it takes to execute those competitive Section 56 processes or licensed Section 57 processes is not always in line with what the market requires or in line with our economic requirements. So I think if those things can be streamlined and there's a bit more intervention, then those things can possibly deliver these projects a lot faster. Thanks, Zain. Bye-bye.
Donovan chatting to us there this morning, and Donovan actually raising a couple of very interesting points there, Johanna, in terms of the services and the governmental restrictions on those services and bringing those services within to the ports authority sort of ambit.
Yeah, and it's I must confess, it sounds like we have someone who has much more expertise on ports in South Africa than I certainly do. So I'm so glad to have that comment on this. And it's true that government plays a crucial role in grasping this opportunity. So that's both at a national level, so national level policy that requires collaboration between, you know, between industry, energy ministry, the maritime authorities, as well as the sort of the more port level interactions and parastatals that play a role in running putting in place the conditions that are needed to develop large projects such as these that include lots of infrastructure development and the like, and it's not and your listener made a really important point as well around international regulation, and so the maritime industry has an international regulator, a UN agency that's based in London. And actually later this year, there's going to be a really important milestone where they are going to revise the climate goals for international shipping and the policies that are needed to support those goals. And concretely, that means putting a price on pollution so that the zero carbon solutions and fuels are cost competitive with fossil fuels. And if South Africa is to realize its potential as a hub for zero emission fuels in the future, it needs to be supportive of ambitious goals and policies, even in that context of an international regulator. So nationally, internationally, at a local level in the ports, obviously government plays a hugely important role in making these opportunities happen.
Donovan, thanks for that particular voice note. And Johanna Christensen chatting to us, the Global Maritime Forum CEO. It'll be interesting to see, because this would actually be the first of its kind, and it would be a step towards the region's efforts to decarbonize shipping. I think the shipping industry also needs a complete revamp and a relook, because if you look at fossil fuels and the dependence of the shipping industry on oil and fossil fuels, and of course, if you're looking at diesel, on which the shipping industry depends mostly, you're looking at a completely different kettle of fish when you look at decarbonizing the shipping industry. Thank you so much for your time there. The Global Maritime Forum CEO, Johanna Christensen, chatting to us about the Green Corridor, which is under consideration.